Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, hello everyone.
Hello.
And
hello.
Welcome to Football Land. Hello, Mark Davison, the Lord's Chief Raid Engineer. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello to Ryan Baxter, the intern. Hello.
You're right.
And hello to me, Anthony Richardson, the CEO of Football Land. Hello. We're building the world's biggest, greatest, and only football theme park in the world in time for the World Cup in 2022 in Qatar and in Qatar. We've had some problem building it. We haven't started yet.
I mean, we've had some problem getting in the country.
Into the country itself.
Yeah, these are just teething problems. We'll laugh about this when we're on the opening day.
You lads, so last week, Mark, you were at Butlins, weren't you, in Minehead?
Yeah, it's a wasted trip. I didn't learn nothing.
Where are you now?
I'm back at home.
Right, okay, so you're at home.
My parental home in Kent, near right. Benbon Brothers, formerly known as Dreamland.
Right. Bloody hell. Ryan, where are you? Because you were trying to get to Doha, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I was, and then I remembered how much I liked Minehead from my sort of childhood, so I'm in Minehead.
It's nice. And that is, research. I went to Peppa Pig World a couple of weeks ago. And I am expensing that ticket for research purposes. So, you know, HMRC, come and get me. That's what I think it's completely fine. That's valid research for this.
Totally valid
research. So, you come and get me. I'm not expensing, like, the food and drink I bought. I've got a conscience. But I think the ticket itself, I think that's fair game.
As Lord's Chief.
Teas and coffees.
No, you can't.
Teas and coffees is fine,
No. Well, not...
Not a business meeting, though.
No.
Yeah.
I think
hospitality is no longer valid as a tax expense for actors.
Well, we're not actors or writers.
No,
we're theme park builders.
That is your problem, Mark. You're too much of a dreamer.
Oh,
You're an engineer now, Mark.
I've done it again.
Isambard Kingdom Brunel, did he class himself as an actor?
He played Lady Bracknell in the local Amdran, Importance of Being Earnest. He swapped the famous line, a Hernberg for a stovepipe chimney pot hat.
Well, I am in Tuvalu, as I was in Samoa last week, so I flew over to Tuvalu just to see if I could beat the lowest ranked nation in the world on my own against them. I dicked them. They're wankers. Absolutely smashed them off the park.
Brilliant.
Utter twats. You know, like people are like, oh, underdog story. They're shit. They are just shit.
Yeah.
So, what was the score?
No remorse. 1-0. Just 1-0.
I love that it was a professional scoreline as well. Yeah, 11 against 1.
Yeah, they're wankers. All right, this is it. Welcome to Football Land.
He slurs just like a drunkard, but he can piss the best. His mates lead him on, but then his bladder does the rest. He fumbles with his zipper, that bit's not factual at all. But that definitely blind drunk kid sure plays Victorian piss ball.
All right, I've got an idea for a ride.
Go on then.
And we've had two Man United themed rides. Man United manager theme. Three, actually. We've had Sir Alex Ferguson's managerial mind games simulator. We've had the Ralph Rangnick quicksand experience.
Yeah.
And we've had Ole's at the wheel Viking boat hire.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've got another one now. We've got Ten Hag pin bowling.
I mean,
Ten
don't Hag get ahead of yourself. We've not voted it in yet.
No, true. Fair enough. I'm suggesting another ride. Ten Hag pin bowling. Hag pin bowling. Ten Hag pin. I don't know how you pronounce the. It's basically ten pin bowling.
Is the Hag silent?
Yeah.
You can only see it when it's written down. Otherwise, you don't know it's there.
It's not ten pin bowling, though. Really, it's bowling alleys are really easy to get. So we can get one of them dead cheap.
Mm.
I've seen one at Haven. A holiday.
Yeah.
And I've seen one at Centre Parks. You know, one of those ones where you put a coin in an arcade and it's you just do it yourself. You don't need to borrow the shoes. You don't need to... There's no one at the bottom, like, cleaning the balls or anything like
that's
that.
That's a bit there's rubbish, nobody, though, isn't it? That's not 10 just bowling.
In Breen Sands, in Pontins, in Breen Sands, it's not even real bowling. It's, like, kind of almost like pub skittles.
Oh, yes. I mean, though. I do like that. I like when it's uneven, rolly. Yeah. There's a bit of sick on the floor.
But they've set it up like an alley. So it kind of, if you go in expecting a bowling alley, you know, bowls with three holes in to put your fingers in, and you don't, you just get misshapen sort of cubes. It's
cubes.
Rubbish.
Do you know what I think is amazing about the British people in pubs? There's always a fight in a pub car park. And they negate to take any of the weaponry found in a pub. You've got darts in there. You've got pool cues. Now and then you've got skittles and massive great 10-pin balls for no reason. But yeah, it's always just, it's fists. But anyway, that's completely beside the point. This is 10 hagpin bowling. It's actually not just 10-pin bowling. We get, you have one ball and one go only. So there's going to be a lot of, you know, people paying to play again. There's going to be a lot of money to be made in this. Each skittle is moulded in the shape and likeness of a Man United player. The whole squad. So 46 players, 46 skittles.
Current squad you or can we have classics?
Current squad. It's got to be... No. Current squad because this is a simulation game.
Oh, yep.
This is simulating exactly what Ten Hag's going to do when he comes into that football club, Manchester United Football Club.
Okay.
He's going to separate the wheat. He's going to separate the wheat from the chaff.
Oh.
So what you do is you take your orange 10-pin ball to signify the fact that he's Dutch.
Yep.
Or it could be a ball that's coloured in a black suit with an orange tie. You know, decorate that ball however we want. You chuck that ball down and whichever skittle, whichever player you knock over, those players are, you know, in the simulation, they are sold by the club. They're let go.
Okay.
And then our supercomputer, instead of, you know, in 10-pin bowling, you've got that TV at the top that tells you the score and it then does an animation for a spare and a strike and all of that.
Or like a turkey.
We use that technology, but with the iOS, the operating system behind it is a supercomputer, which simulates how Man United would do this season without those players in the squad.
Okay, so
you knock over.
It's got to
like
be simulating
players,
all the other teams in the Premier League as well.
It will be. And also, it's simulating who you'd get in to replace those players with.
Okay.
So if you knock out David De Gea, you knock out Marcus Rashford, you knock down, you know, Jesse Lingard or whatever, it then simulates what transfers would be done or who would be promoted from the reserves to fill those spots and how they do this season.
Well, Jesse Lingard's already gone.
And Pogba as well, but we get that squad, and we use it as a 10-pin bowling supercomputer Man United predicting simulation game.
What if you're a United fan and you accidentally knock over players that you definitely think Ten Hag should keep and use?
I mean, there is an amount of skill in it. You don't want to be knocking over your linchpins, do you?
No.
You want to be, but. You know, you don't want to be chucking that ball down the gutter to avoid knocking, you know, the risk of knocking down. You've got to play a good balancing game here.
What? Why not?
You don't
not?
Want to get a mega strike.
What? Ooh. Why would you not
you
want,
don't
to
want to
deliberately
get a 46 pin mega
gutter.
Strike? Because then you're keeping, like, players that you probably want to move on.
Okay.
Like, if you kept every player at Man United and didn't make any transfers, then they'd still finish sixth.
Well,
so you need to, you need
Ollie
to be knocking
had the
over
same
some of those
squad
pins.
And did way better than Rangnick.
Yeah, but I don't think any Man United fan would be chomping at the bit to get Ole Gunnar Solskjaer back.
No. Okay.
I think every Man United fan is like, we need to spend another £1 billion to replace the players that we bought for £1 billion 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Would it be better, just going back to the ball, if the ball's actually just looks like Ten Hag's face? It looks like his head. So So you're rolling down like a likeness of his head down the...
Yeah,
down
and if the... it's really like a good likeness, it would be like a pub Skittles ball in that it was really bobbly.
It's got lumps and bumps on it. Yeah, it's got a, like, it's got a fully formed nose. I think it should actually be a proper full-size likeness of his head. Correct,
like Madame Tussauds' head.
Correct weight. Yeah, Madame Tussauds. Get them to do his head,
you
and
could
we
put
can
two
chuck
fingers
it
in the nostril Skittles. And one in the mouth, right?
Yes, of course.
Get some proper purchase on it.
That's really good. So do we replicate the internal fluids and mucus?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well,
because you want
fluids
the
and mucus kind of... are so underrated in Madame Tussauds. You don't see.
I know.
You don't press against like Katy Perry's chest and a load of phlegm comes out. And I think
and,
that would
you've
be a great
tried,
extra addition. Yes. They fill her bosom with likeness of phlegm. And it all just spurts out the nose. Like, I don't understand why Madame Tussauds are not doing things like that.
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity for sure. I'm interested in your simulated recruitment policy. How accurate is it going to replicate the fact that no one really wants to go to United anymore unless you're a struggling player who wants a payday? Because if you're at the peak of your powers as a footballer and you have genuine ambition to do well, you're not really going to want to go to United unless you're greedy.
It is quite funny when Man United keep linking themselves with players at clubs that are doing better than them.
Yeah, it's like,
however,
there's no way he's going
to there
want
is
to go
this
there.
Weird draw to Old Trafford that players do have. And you're right, they're not going to get in like the they're going to be looking at players just out of contract and let's throw money at the problem. It's not going to help their case to sort of hit top two or in the league. But every time there's a new manager, players seem to just get excited to play under a new era at a club. So I think that supercomputer will... And don't forget, this is a supercomputer, Mark.
Okay, yeah.
We all know about supercomputers.
Is it me building it?
Well, if you can, but there's so many supercomputers out there. The Sun have got one. They've got some boffins with a supercomputer. I think the Mirror have got one.
Yeah.
It's always newspapers. Newspapers tend to have supercomputers. They spend a lot of money.
It's just 1p in super, Mark, just in case.
Okay.
Yeah.
Supper computer.
It's not
a supper computer because that's not going to fix the problem here.
Okay.
There's actually 2 P's in supercomputer though, aren't there? Because there's one in super and one in computer.
True.
So if you had a super commuter.
Super commuter is just some bloke with a bowler hat and a Brompton. Who wears bowler hats these days on their commuter?
Right, I think we're going to have a vote on this one.
Yeah,
so all in favour of Ten Hag pin bowling, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye. Yeah,
thank you.
I don't understand it, but it's great.
Football. Land.
Ryan, you've got an idea for a ride. What's your idea for a ride, Ryan?
Well, we've got lots of car parks, haven't we?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Is this another car park?
No, it's not. But it is. It's a facility within a car park. And it's something you do find in car parks in England these days, but I think we've sort of confused the American version. So this is basically like a valet service. And what a valet service is in America is very different to a kind of what we call a valeting service in the UK, which is basically a car wash, right? It's a glorified car wash.
It's a car wash service. Inside and out, isn't it, if you get it valeted?
Yeah, and whereas, you know, in America, it's just somebody who takes your keys and parks your car for you. I mean, it's just ludicrous. Like, I don't know.
Never understood that.
Yeah, why can't you
never
park
understood.
Your own car? You got here, and I assume the car was parked before.
I've got here.
Well, it's that thing, isn't it? It's like, surely the parking bit, particularly in a car park, is the least challenging bit, you would assume, of the ride over.
Who rocks up to a posh hotel, just screeches to a halt, gets out of the car and floods of tears? I don't know what to do now.
Who gets out of a vehicle while it's still moving? You know what I mean? Like, you just sort of roll
stuntmen.
Up the car to... up. Well, yeah, okay, but... You've stopped at several points, you would assume, on the journey over at traffic lights. It's the same, but without a traffic light. So this is the American service. This ride with this ride. This service is called Lee Carsley, but it's spelled Lee Carsley, just right. Lee twice.
Yeah,
it's Lee Carsley, the combative midfielder from Birmingham. You know, he's from the Motor City. He knows his cars.
Yeah,
you know, and he
played for Republic of Ireland, didn't he? Even though he was born in Birmingham,
he did. Yeah,
and Irish Brummie.
Yeah.
He's an Irish Brummie. There's a few of them, technically myself included, although I don't like to do that plastic thing.
But would you play for Ireland, though, Ryan?
I don't know.
You need to decide soon because Southgate is having a sniff around you.
Oh, well, I've been there a couple of times.
Do you know which only country I wouldn't play for?
Who's that?
If I had a relative from there? Tuvalu. They are wankers. Imagine a big rivalry with Tivoli. They're just white. They're just dicks. Tivoli.
So
the poor Tuvaluvians.
Population of 11,000. Every one of them is a ballant.
Yeah. So this is basically a valet service run by Lee Carsley. He knows his cars. You know, he was a pretty solid DM. He's not letting that car be stolen, I don't think. You can guarantee you're going to get quality, you know, kind of security. And we've got a lot of car parks. So I think, you know, what I said about the Americans sort of not being able to park, you know, usually at restaurants and hotels and stuff, it's different in football land. Our car parks are so big, so vast, that I think it's legitimate because we're not currently offering. We've got a monorail, yes, but you've got to get to the monorail. We're not offering like a minibus service like in airport car parks, you know, where you get to the terminal. This is like, so I think this is definitely a service that people will buy. I think Lee probably is doing it all himself. I think he's still got the legs for it.
Yeah.
I think he leaves a complimentary toffee on your seat.
That's nice.
Is it though? Is that a toffee? You wouldn't be entirely sure. Lee Carsley has just sat there and he's got up and there's a small brown pellet on the... Am I gonna put that in my mouth? I'm not sure.
it wouldn't not be wrapped. Surely he'd wrap it in Everton.
No, he's clever. His party piece is he can wrap his own turds before they emerge.
Very dexterous sphincter.
Well, you'd just put a bit of wrapping paper around the outside, wouldn't you?
No, because, but he goes one cleverer in that it's got the little bow, little twisty bows on each side of it. I don't know how he does that bit.
It's a bit like people that can tie a cherry stem with a tongue into a knot.
Yeah.
Lee's, yeah.
He can wrap a poo to look like a toffee with his bum. Maybe it's his testicles. He's got very dexterous testicles, and he has the wrapper over his bum. The poo. I can't believe we're spending this much time on it. The poo comes out, and then his testicles take over and wrap it nicely before he gets up. Leaves the.
It's not outlandish to think that Lee Carsley could have a very dexterous sphincter because some animals, you know, poop in all manner of shapes.
Mm. I think it's koalas. Yeah,
koalas poop in cubes.
And that's a perfect toffee shape. So could a koala do the pooing and Lee Carsley do the wrapping?
We could do some testing where we could maybe try and inject some.
It's good marketing,
koala,
isn't it?
DNA.
Lee Carsley will park your car and then in small print plus free koala poo that you can choose to eat if you're that way inclined.
I've got a trivia question for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah.
What was in what competition did Lee Carsley make his professional debut?
Ooh.
For Derby County.
Like the Intertoto Cup or something like that?
Nearly the Anglo-Italian Cup. So you could have... some of the cars, Italian cars. You've got some British cars, proper British cars, but also a couple of nice Italian numbers.
We'll permit them, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Yeah. These are the cars you're turning up in.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll let in Ferraris, Fiats and Alfa Romeos.
Yeah, but mostly Rovers. And
so only those get the koala poo. If you haven't got an Italian or a British car, you're not getting any koala poo on your seat.
Yeah. So I think Lee might offer an extra bonus as well, like another level. I think the complimentary toffee is pretty standard, but I think he will wax and buff it to the same level of his head, similar to the sort of Sebastian Veron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A furniture cleaner.
Shoeshine.
Shoeshine. Yeah. there's only one problem with the Lee Carsley valet service, and it's that Lee's not very good with faces.
Right.
It's a sort of... Yeah, so getting your car off him at the end of the day is quite problematic. He will protect those cars like a back four. And so you're going to have to be quite nifty and nimble when you get back to the car park at the end of the day to kind of slip past.
Well, doesn't he bring it back? That's part of the American ballet service, isn't it?
Not at the Lee Carsley. Oh. No.
No, okay. You've got to get it off him.
Yeah.
You've got to get that car back off him. The car keys back off him.
So,
yeah.
So what?
Probably you just got to hot wire it, to be honest. You're not going to have time to get to that little thing, that little board that's got your keys hung up on it in the shape of a house.
So, forgive me if this is a question that points in the wrong direction, but what? Why would anyone want to use this service?
Well, because I think we probably employ a kind of gang of car thieves to steal people's cars quite regularly from the other football and car park.
Yeah.
And we incentivize people then to give them to Lee Carsley so they don't get stolen.
He worked best with Thomas Graverson, didn't he? So maybe Thomas Graverson could be.
They look quite similar, don't they? If you look very quickly without paying attention and maybe with your eyes shut, you would not be able to tell them apart.
Well, I mean, Real Madrid got the wrong guy. They took Thomas Graverson to Real Madrid, and they should have taken Lee Carsley that year.
Yeah.
So if Real Madrid can make the mistake, so can you. But
both look like they own a scrapyard as well. So
yeah,
very convincing. You wouldn't think twice about whether this was the right place to park.
Well, I think it's, despite some flaws, I think this is pretty much faultless.
Yeah. No, I can't see any kinks in this plan.
No.
Well, I think it's one of those, isn't it? You know, quite often in car parks, you know, you park your car and then there's that sign that says, you know, we're not responsible for anything. that happens to your car in this vicinity. I don't see why Lee can't have the same sign, you know.
Yeah.
For the potential, you know, the risk rewards equation that you're doing over like free koala toffee, I think you're probably going to park it in the Lee Carsley.
I would.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's probably time to vote on this. Yeah. All those in favour of the Lee Carsley, let's say aye after three. 1, 2, 3.
Aye.
Aye.
Firm aye from me. Good. Firm aye. Yeah.
Very firm. There's no flaws with this as far as I can see.
Well, no. And now we've got Gravison involved, then it's kind of almost, you know, we've got to really.
Mm.
Football land. Mark, yes. You've got an idea.
So I don't know whether to call this a roller coaster or not. It's strictly speaking, it's not, but it is quite an adrenaline fueled ride. It's called the Draft Excluder, and it's inspired by, well, as far as I can make out, this is quite a recent innovation in football, isn't it? I don't remember seeing the Draft Excluder before about 3 seasons ago.
No.
So the Draft Excluder, it's you are riding this on your own. It's an individual thing. You get put into a tube. It's like a torpedo tube. It's just about big enough for a person. There's not much wriggle room. Originally, it was just left to right. You know, you're going along the flat, but I thought that's not that interesting. Mm. This tube should twist and turn and spiral. But you have special glasses on. The technology behind this, I've yet to work out, but you have special glasses on because it's pretty dark in the tube. You are told that the tube is about to open at a certain coordinate and you've got to get there and stop it. So you power yourself around the tube. So if you want, so you're lying down. If you want to go in the direction of your feet, you point your feet and you speed up, and you brake by putting your feet back to kind of right angles. And if you want to go back the way you've come, you arch your neck to speed up. And
it is quite hard to move in a tube. I once spent quite a lot of time in a tube. And it was not only hard to move, it was quite painful.
Mm. The thing you've got here is that draft excluders in real life are kind of filled, they're like cloth filled with beanbag beans.
Mm. Yes.
So I don't think we've got that problem. I think if you did the whole thing in a sack, then you could get
more sausage-y.
You could sausage, sausage. Yeah, maybe a transparent sausage membrane. They actually use sausage skin. What, could we go in a sausage skin?
What? Why?
A condom. I'm thinking of a condom, really.
What? Why?
Could you go in a condom?
Why would you need to be in a condom when you can just be free? So you're flowing up and down this tubular system. There's miles of this tube. So why do you need to wear a condom? You can just go
for
in
lubrication,
well.
I think.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm not averse to that. If you want to do it in a condom, that's fine.
Is the tube system filled with water or is it air?
It's air. And
is it like one of those cash things that they have at tills? Where they put it in a tube and it's...
Yeah. Ooh. Exactly. It's that. But you can control which direction you're going in, and your job is to stop. So sections of the tube will open, and a ball will be fired at it. And you need to be at that open section in time to stop the ball entering the tube. Okay? So you've got 3 chances. Once 3 balls are in the tube with you, that's your go over. So you could, if you get to the right coordinates, you know, your eyepiece is telling you, right, in 300 metres on the left, there's an opening. You've got to fly over there. You've got to swivel yourself around so that you don't get injured. And it could be that you get there in time, but it fires straight into your stomach. It's going to hurt, but you're not going to have conceded. You're not going to have a ball in the tube with you.
Okay. So could we not? There's a problem in the world at the moment.
There's
this thing. Yeah, there's this thing called the cost of living crisis, okay. And I'm wondering if we could tie this in with that rather than balls firing, maybe it's just sort of like leaky front doors and it'd be elaborate, but we could fire people from Football Land to, you know, like Betty's like leaky front door.
Yeah.
sexy.
And just like
that sounds like a daytime sort of incontinence advert.
Oh, Betty's leaky front door. Get that sorted with Zanuck.
We can get people to lie in front of like different people's, not just Betty's front doors or windows. Like if you've got a drafty house, you know, and we'll sort of do two things. One, we'll get rid of Insulate Britain, and two, we'll sort of you know, fix the cost of living crisis from a fueling perspective. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know how big.
It's very worthy. It's a lovely idea. I worry it's not quite as fun filled and as adrenaline junkiness. Because my idea is a really amazing kind of roller coaster in the dark where you control your speed and whizzing up and down these futuristic tubes. Correct me if I'm wrong. It doesn't quite have the same sexiness as just lying in front of some old lady's door.
While she pisses herself.
While she pisses through the letterbox. What? How long are you going to do this for as well? Her leak is not going to go away. So you get fired from this futuristic Football Land theme park and suddenly you're in, I don't know, Derby, lying in front of a terrace front door. What is that, your lot
keeping
for the rest
some
of your life?
Lady warm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's noble. I mean, you could be there for, I don't know, an hour and then you get sucked off. And then the next person arrives. So it's not that, you know, and you could have a chat with Betty at that time.
Through the leaky passage under the door.
Well, yeah, through your sausage skin.
Betty prepared for someone wrapped in a condom to suddenly lie outside her front door? Is she going to be freaked out by this?
I don't think so, but I also don't think she'd mind. I think she'd cotton on very quickly what was going on.
Yeah, she'd know. She'd know.
She's very sharp.
And you just shout through the letterbox, you know, Google draft excluders in football.
Yeah.
And then you'd shove through a brochure of Football Land and show the ride.
Yeah.
And then you'd have a diagram of a man getting into a condom. Completely naked. I think they're completely naked.
She'd be totally enlightened.
What if she wants to leave the house? Like, what if she needs to get out?
She cannot. When you're doing,
we'd have to build a fire escape in a back garden, in a like kitchen.
I think she has just a back door as well.
Oh,
I mean,
true.
This is the thing: is
back
like,
doors do exist. You're right.
We're not building like Victorian back-to-back housing. You know, there is more than one entrance and entry, an exit to the
Well, the technology that fires someone to Betty's front door could also fire Betty into Football Land for that hour.
Yeah,
I mean, she wouldn't have flipping clue what was going on. There's a load of confused old ladies with drafty front doors back home suddenly, you know, staring at a massive Pele erect penis thinking, what is going on? Why am I here?
Yeah.
Well,
that penis could also be used
trip.
As a draft excluder, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we donate Pele's penis for draft excluding in the north?
There's so
it's
many flaws.
It's levelling up, isn't it? It's levelling up.
Yeah, I think there's so many flaws. It's better just to have, just to spend a bit of our money on better insulation in Victorian houses. And then we get to keep the tube system.
I think my idea is going to be a lot of fun. It doesn't serve any kind of social equality purposes, granted, but it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Kill two birds with one stone.
It's an admirable attempt. You are to be congratulated for your noble intentions, but it does slightly dampen the fun element of whizzing about in the dark, having balls whack you in the side of your body. I think maybe. I mean,
depends how fun Betty is, you know what I mean? Old people are great.
And I think it's just a matter of time. If we did that element, there would be the first Football Land wedding, wouldn't there? You know, I may be a bloke in my 20s who went on a lad's stag do to Football Land, but I was fired into Derbyshire to protect Betty from a leaky front door. I'm marrying her. I mean, there's a 60-year age gap, but we're getting married. And that will be a lovely thing.
And, you know, yeah. the night of the wedding, when you consummate, that will keep her warm.
And then you find out she's your grandma and she gives birth to your uncle and you go back to football land.
There we go. Done.
So
thanks very much.
What are we voting on? My version of Draft Excluder or Ryan's very noble socially?
I think what we should do is, look, we're very pro tick boxes in football land, and I think what we should do is we should have a little, like, it's like a gift aid, like, you know, do you want to donate your tax to the charity, you know, registered charity sort of thing?
Yeah.
So if you tick the gift aid box, there is a chance that you will get projected from this ride that is fun and do a noble deed.
I think that's for sure. The best way of presenting this. Yeah. Or maybe everyone that goes on this ride has to do an hour's community service blocking Betty's front door when you go home.
Yeah. It's a bit like an organ donor thing. You know, you're going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Tick the box and
But like organ donations, you've got to make sure you're the right blood type. Otherwise, Betty will reject you.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine that. You trudge up to Betty's house, which is miles away from where you live. It's not convenient at all, but you're doing it justice. And she just gets a big broom and sweeps you back down the front, puts you out with the bins. Like, no, not you're not coming in anywhere near my front door.
Giant naked man in a condom. Okay, good.
Okay,
all right.
So,
all right.
Draft Excluder and all its social warrior justice implications. Who would like that to be part of Football Land? Say aye after three. Three, two, one.
Aye. Congratulations, Mark. Well done.
I feel
to give something back.
Yeah, we've given back there. It's a beautiful thing.
What is a beautiful thing that we're building here? It's Football Land.
And that is it for this week's Football Land. Please help us build this big theme park. We've had a lovely time, haven't we?
We've had a lovely time.
And I tell you what, if anyone wants a game of football in Tuvalu, it's such a confidence builder. Honestly, you feel like you're great at football after dicking those bastards. Honestly, they are wankers. So yeah. So I'm gonna have another game against them right now. And I'll see you next time at Football Land. Join the Patreon and apologies to the national team. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.